Gary, we're going to move to somebody who is an amazing woman as well. And I read the story in the Oakland Press, must have been a few months ago, but it's actually a story that began last fall. And I'd like to introduce to our audience a lady that I have come to just really enjoy, and that's Natalie Yellen, the tweeting grandma. Natalie, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Thank you, Foster.
Delighted to have you with us.
My pleasure.
You're so soft-spoken here, but I tell you, when you get on the Internet and start tweeting, my inbox filled up.
A booming voice in the in the Twitter world, eh?
Oh, yeah. So I have almost 2,000 followers on Twitter.
Word. And tell the folks how old you are.
76.
76 years young. Now, I want all of you out there who are maybe some older senior citizens out there, take note of this. This lady, and you really only began to get into this whole Twitter sphere last year, wasn't it? I mean, really get in earnest?
It's about 3 years ago.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Okay, 3 years. And when was it that you had the experience of getting involved in dealing with your grandson, who was Brian Grassadonia, who was involved in the Square program out in California?
Correct. Well, I was taking all my family on a family vacation. There were 14 of us, and I had heard back from everybody except Brian.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to coordinate 14 people for a trip.
Yes.
So my last resort, since I couldn't reach him any other way, was to try him on Twitter. So I found Twitter, I went on it, I made a profile, I decided my name would be Granny NY because he calls me Granny, and my initials are NY.
Okay.
So I found his last tweet, which was like 6 months prior, and I hit reply, and it went to @Grassadonia@Square. And when I did that, whenever you hit anything at Square, they have big monitors. They have all the tweets on it.
In the offices?
In the office,
a big
yeah.
wall monitors, right?
Yes, and one of his coworkers saw it. I just did a little short tweet. I did B... call me.
Uh-huh.
And one of his coworkers saw it, and he cut and pasted it and sent it around the company email. And then all of his fellow employees or workers, his teammates, all started following me. And they were all getting after him to call his grandma. So I developed a very special relationship with all of the employees at Square. I became grandma to all of them.
I love it.
Of course, that's when they had 30 people. Now they have well over 300.
And by the way, this is Square, which is the company. Some of you probably have run into it now when you're out, or it could be in an art festival. It could be almost anywhere, a business.
Yeah. There's
literally a little Square object that is plugged into the top of an iPad, for instance. And they use that for taking your credit card information and for completing a sale.
Correct. It's a mobile payment system.
Right. Right, and your grandson is one of the people who has been part of that management team there, right?
Yes, and he is in charge of the Square Cash program, where you can send money to anybody, or you can request money from them.
So how did you end up in the Wall Street Journal?
And by the way, Jack Dorsey was the founder of Square and the founder of Twitter.
Yes, and I'm one of the people that he follows.
I love it. I love it. As a matter of fact, I understand that you are involved with his mom in a tweet-up group. Is that right?
Yes, I became friends with his mother and father. Jack Dorsey put on a program for small businesses, and in Detroit it was called Let's Talk Detroit, and I knew some of the people on the panel. And my daughter was in from California, and she and I went to the program, and I met his parents there, and I now tweet every day with his mother and a group of other women in St. Louis.
I love it.
In fact, one of my other friends that I met through Twitter, two of us from Detroit and one from New York, all went to St. Louis.
Oh.
About a month ago, I met all these women we've been tweeting with.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, Granny Yellen, hang on a second, okay, Natalie?
Sure.
We're going to come back because I want to step back a little bit further to find out how you first found out about Twitter and social media and how at the exalted age of 70, you got involved in that.
Okay.
Back in just a moment. Right now, we'd like to welcome back Natalie Yellen, who is a tweeting grandma. How did you get involved with Twitter in the first place?
Well, it was only to get a message to Brian.
Okay, that was it.
And I knew that Jack Dorsey was involved with both companies.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on Twitter to see if I could get a message to him. And it worked very well through his coworkers.
Uh-huh. Now, it's got the old game of telephone, you know, where you tell somebody something.
Oh, and we were playing telephone tag, and he wasn't answering the emails. They were getting ready to launch a new product. And so he was extremely busy, and nobody in his family had heard from him.
Oh, boy.
So he was just working.
Did Mr. Dorsey come down the line to talk with him, perhaps, because of your intervention?
No, but he talked to me on Twitter.
Now, Natalie, before you got involved in this, were you involved with any other kind of social media?
No.
Now, see, that's the thing that I find with a lot of the people that we deal with on our show here, who especially are older. I shouldn't say not just older in the sense of in their 70s, but people who have, like me, been around close to that long, who maybe starting use Facebook or something like that, but feel kind of intimidated about using these other, you know, means of social media.
Well, I never felt intimidated. I just didn't want to share anything publicly.
Ah.
And that was my intention when I went on Twitter, but now it's boomeranged.
Okay.
Being on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, having a segment on the Today Show, the Oakland Press, the West Bloomfield Patch, tech news.
And the Internet Advisor.
Business Insider, the Internet Advisor. And many other magazines and radio shows that did stories about me. So,
how's it made you?
You had a real need. You had to get a hold of your grandson, and this was the way to do it. So you use technology the way, you know, a lot of people get started.
Well, do you want to know how I got into the Wall Street Journal?
I'd love to know.
Yes.
Okay. When I was on Twitter, there were four men who were like in their 30s and 40s, all professionals, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, etc. And they were talking about bagels. They were having a discussion about bagels. So I chimed in, and I put my 2 cents worth in. And we ended up having a bagel group. And the four of us, well, the five of us, the four men and myself, they were my children's age. We would get together about once every few months and have bagels and do some brainstorming and socialize. And one of the men had gone to school with Katie Rossman, who was with the Wall Street Journal at that time. And she was very interesting, so I started following her.
Now, hang on a second. Explain to people following what following is, so people know about this with Twitter. What is following?
Oh, you get into their timeline and you see their tweets.
Yeah, you ask to be able to follow them, I think.
No, you can just sign up.
That's right. You just sign up. See, I'm still learning this stuff.
You don't have to ask unless they have a private account.
There you go. Okay. Yeah. So you just click on that you want to follow them. Okay. You become one of followers.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Katie Rossman had tweeted an article about the Detroit bankruptcy.
Mm.
And I saw it and I retweeted it, which means I just retweeted her tweet.
You reposted it.
I reposted it. Okay. I had never talked to her. I had never anything. And the next thing I knew, she had called Square and wanted to know how she could get in touch with me.
I love it.
When she saw that I had retweeted that about Detroit bankruptcy, she looked into me. She saw all these people from Square that were following me, and I was following them.
I love it.
And she said, aha, there's a story here.
Aha, there is a story. And what a story it was. Natalie Yellen, by the way, is with us, and she is from suburban Detroit area. We're talking with her about her experience of tweeting her grandson, Brian Grassadonia, who works with the Square team out in California. You do something called, I'm sorry, pardon me, we have somebody in studio with us, Rachel Downs, who's with a women's group here in the Michigan area called Inform. But Rachel, you have something you want to ask.
So Foster, I actually joined Twitter last year and have found it to be an invaluable resource in terms of staying abreast of what's going on in the Michigan and Detroit startup community.
Ah,
oh, yeah.
So you can focus a certain area.
Absolutely.
And keep in touch with what's going on there.
So you use like a hashtag then to do that, right?
Yeah, oh, and you know, you start following different stakeholders throughout the community, and that way you kind of always know what's going on. There's different events, mm-hmm. you know, startup competitions, meetings.
Excellent. Excellent. So, Granny,
it's very informative.
Yeah. What subjects do you follow?
Well, at the beginning, I was following mostly travel sites.
Okay.
But then I started following Stephen Clark, who's a broadcaster here yep. in
right.
our area.
A newscaster here in Detroit area, yes.
Yeah, and he has the Back Channel.
Yes.
And I started following the people on the Back Channel, and we do tweet-ups every few months.
Now, the Back Channel, if I'm not wrong, we did a program on this, I think, one time.
Right.
And talk to Stephen about it.
And so the Back Channel, let's have Natalie explain it.
Yeah, what is the Back Channel?
Well, it's an interactive news broadcast where he will tweet with us during the broadcast, and we'll tweet with each other, and we'll discuss the stories that he's talking about.
I love it.
It's hard to believe that he jumps in once in a while when he's actually on the air, right?
He does.
I know he does.
He definitely can multitask.
I can't walk and chew gum sometimes at the same time. I don't know how he does it, but that's
so
great.
So, Foster, there's your challenge.
It's exactly it.
The walk and chew gum part?
Yes, the walk and chew gum part. Definitely. Now, you were involved in things called tweet ups, right?
Yes, these are meetings that we have. We put out a post. We're going to have a tweet up. Somebody's in charge of it, or a couple people. We pick a restaurant. We pick a day and a time. And we usually have about 30 people that join us. And you get to meet the people that you're tweeting with.
Rachel, I think it'd be great, for instance, for entrepreneurs, right? For those opportunities, too.
Absolutely.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yes.
But see, if I met you, now what's your handle? What's your Twitter handle?
Granny NY.
Oh, you told
Granny
us
NY,
that.
That's right.
So I'll have
at
now,
Granny NY.
Now, so you know, do you have like name tags so people get to know you by your Twitter handle?
We only did that at the first tweet up. After that, everybody knew each other.
Oh, I got you.
And if there was somebody that you didn't know, you just went up to them, introduced yourself, and asked them, you know, who they were.
Oh, Natalie, this has been delightful talking with you, and thank you so much for the short course in Twitter.
You're very welcome.
I've learned a lot myself, and you certainly, I think, have been a great example of how you're never too old to learn something new and to really enjoy it as well. I'm so glad that you've enjoyed that and shared that enjoyment with us. Natalie, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right, that's Natalie Yellen. You can, by the way, find out more about the story about her in the Wall Street Journal, etc., by going on to internetadvisor.net, clicking on the picture of Natalie, which is right there.